They're pretty unnecessary, but they're always going to be there. Yeah. Next one is groundwater contamination. So I've talked about things that contaminate the rivers and the lakes. Now onto groundwater. Now, in places that use groundwater for a drinking water supply, last thing you want is chemical that gets into that groundwater. So particularly problematic aquifers are the ones that are on quite porous sort of limestones or sandstones and sands. And the things that can contaminate them typically will be petrol. LUST stands for Leaky Underground Storage Tank. And Cairns has had a number of these things over the years. So if you've watched the progress, the one up at Clifton Beach, they'd replaced the storage tank up there a few years ago. They replaced the storage tank down here in Smithfield a few years ago. They replaced one of the ones on Sheridan Street. All of these things, there's an age for the actual storage tank. In some cases, the storage tank actually was leaking when these things had to be replaced. Now, why you don't want them to leak then is you're introducing petrol and diesel into the aquifer underneath. And we remember that the old-fashioned petrol certainly had lead in it, but the new ones replace that with things that introduce an anti-knock characteristic to the petrol, but without the lead. So what does BTEC stand for? Yeah, benzene's good. Yeah, T's for toluene, X is for xylene. So this is a fraction in petrol that introduces sufficient volatility so that your car engine doesn't knock. And MTBE was methyl tertiary butyl ether. So again, this is one that's put in there to induce anti-knock. For us at the moment, most of the regular petrol that we're using, the non-leaded, contains BTEX in there. Overseas, they use a lot more MTBE. But that material then gets into your aquifer, you've got a problem because you've got benzene in your aquifer, which is really not a desirable thing, given that it's a carcinogen. The other things that contaminate aquifers are chlorinated solvents. Dry cleaning industry then, a big user of chlorinated solvents. So trichloroethane, this one then often a liquid paper sort of solvent. These days there's a lot more water-based liquid papers because the people are getting in on sniffing. The trichloroethane. Carbon tetrachloride was the classic dry cleaning solvent. It's been phased out to a certain extent, pretty much replaced with this one here. If we have a septic tank, so up at Cape Trib, there's a lot of septic tank sort of systems. These things, if they haven't been constructed well and they leak, then introduce nitrate into the aquifer below. Fertilizer, same thing, if it somehow ends up in an aquifer, you've got a problem because a aquifer that's then been used for drinking, that it contains nitrate, will do bad things to babies. They literally turn blue. So it's called blue baby syndrome. The classic example of contaminated aquifer was presented in the movie Erin Brockovich. And in that one, there was a tannery which was using chromium sulfate. When you look at the oxidation state of chromium, that it's chromium 6. And so there were then well-documented cases of people being poisoned by drinking aquifer water then that was contaminated with chromium 6. And the picture over here, you can see that in a aquifer system, so we've got directional groundwater flow here, if you've got a source of pollutant that travels down, infiltrates and gets into the aquifer, then you'll end up with a component at the top which will be hydrophobic and have a lower density than the water. It'll sit on the top of the blob. Sitting down the bottom, you'll have these chlorinated solvents that'll be sitting as a blob, and they then introduce a plume downstream. And so if your bore down here is where you're picking up the water, it'll depend on the position of your removal point as to whether you get a plume of water contaminated with the BTEX fraction or a plume of water contaminated with the dry cleaning fraction. Now, if you try and get rid of the problem, then there was an experiment where people pumped on a well for a very long time in one place, and they flush water in at the other end to try and purge the stuff out. After their process of pumping for years and years, they went back, let it stabilise and measured the concentration of material that was there, and they found exactly the same concentration at the start or slightly higher. So you basically can't remediate these things. Once you get the pollutant in, that's it. You just strip that off as being an aquifer that's usable anymore. The other thing that those pollutants will do is they'll change the redox chemistry that's going on in the aquifer, because you've now put a chemical in there that's got some redox action. So you'll potentially change where the oxic and oxy